Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. The countdown to the municipal election on October 24th continues with only 2 weeks left. The number of candidates left to interview continues to shrink. Please remember, I'm only interviewing the mayoral candidates running for office across Northumberland County. I will not be interviewing deputy mayor or council candidates. As I have said before, there's just too many of them. However, you can go to the radio station's website or the website for this show to find candidate information. The first interview this week is with Lori Carr, who's running for mayor of Port Hope. Let's get started. Here is Lori Carr. I'm so pleased to have with me today Lori Carr, candidate for mayor of Port Hope. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me join you today, Robert.
There may be some people who don't know you. So let's begin with you introducing yourself as a candidate for mayor.
Okay. I am Lori Carr. I am a Port Hope resident and have been for over 25 years. I have three businesses in Port Hope, the longest being Katz Media, which we have had here since 2007. I also co-own the Social Bar and Table, which we have had since 2014. And I co-own 26, which is a restaurant at 26 Ontario, and that has been for 2 years. I am currently a member of council. I am chair of finance and have been for this current term, which has been 4 years. Prior to that, my work was with committees. So I worked with the HBIA for 4 years. I also worked with the Downtown Revitalization Committee, and that was a three-year term. And I worked with the Economic Development Committee during the 2014-2018 term of council. So I was on the committee. I was not a counselor at the time. And then I moved from committee work and moved forward into council work.
Your campaign website says, "We need less red tape and more green lights." Can you give me examples of where you feel there is red tape?
I think we've historically been somewhat slow dealing in the planning area. Now, I understand that there are a lot of checkpoints that you have to meet in order to satisfy the Planning Act. I totally get that. But I believe that there is an easier way that we can work with the small projects that our residents want to do. It should not be difficult for somebody to be able to get a deck in their backyard or to have a small renovation in their home. Different small things like that, it should be more automatic. There should be a process whereby the resident can, you know, basically get a checklist from the planning department where it says, do these seven things and bring them back to us. with, you know, if it's a situation where an engineer has to sign off or an architect has to sign off or whatever the case may be, bring it back with all of the proper documentation and signatures, and it should be much quicker to be able to approve projects like that. And I think that would go a long way with the satisfaction level for our residents.
The Wesleyville land deal was an opportunity to expand the town and development opportunities. What was your reaction to the deal when it was released last spring? And are you interested in pursuing a possible deal to acquire these lands from the provincial government?
I'm absolutely interested in pursuing these lands. One thing that I think is very critical for the municipality is to create what is known as a municipal services corporation. A municipal services corporation is 100% owned by the municipality, but it's an arm's length corporation that deals. The one that I'm particularly interested in is a municipal services corporation for economic development. So there's a number of facets to it. The initial part of a municipal services corporation would be to set up that corporation that will take a look from a financial perspective at exactly where everything sits at this point in time in the municipality, and they will get an understanding of that. A municipal services corporation is a number of local residents who actually volunteer to be on that committee. And it provides an efficient and cost-effective means to community development. But at the same time, it will make progress on your strategic priorities. So that corporation would look at where we sit right now. They would provide advice on funding our regular operations and what has to be put in to each of the regular operations in order to operate effectively. And they would also they'd be visionaries. They'd be looking down the road and saying, where can we take some additional money and focus it towards something down the road? This is where municipal terms can be a bit of a hindrance because they're four-year terms. So you're starting off and you're financing all of your operations, and you may get to the point where you're able to kind of get a bit of a nest egg, so to speak. And often what happens is by year three, a mayor will look and say, well, we've got a bit of a nest egg there for something down the road, and my term is up next year, so I would like to work with council and encourage them to do this project or that project. And a lot of mayors, certainly not just Port Hope, but all of Ontario and just in general, have done what is called vanity projects or legacy projects. Having a municipal services corporation takes that right off the table. They don't leave after the 4 years. They stay on, and they're an ongoing group that will change. The board of directors will change, but it will always be a group that is working for the economic development benefit of the municipality.
I have a number of questions out of that, and I think the first one is how does that relate to Wesleyville?
Well, I think if we had a municipal services corporation, what they would do is put together, in conjunction with council, a proposal for the rollout of Wesleyville. We need there's 1,300 acres there. There's about 650 that are environmentally protected acres. So we need to do a plan for Wesleyville that will tell us exactly where we intend to be in 1 year, in 3 years, in 5 years. It can't be a project that goes on into infinity. It's got to be something where there's a completed project within a certain time period. And I think if we prepared and offered the provincial government a proposal as to what the municipality of Port Hope is going to do, how they're going to protect the 50% of the land that is environmentally protected, what they intend to do with the industrial zoning that's there, and what they're focusing towards, and what they are going to do with the residential area that is there, and what kind of homes are going in there. It needs to be a mixture of attainable housing, affordable housing, and general housing. It needs to have condominium. It needs to touch a lot of different points. And we need to have that plan in place to provide that to the province, have it costed, have it timed, so that they can look at that and say, the municipality of Port Hope has a viable, logical plan here, and we can support the sale of those lands from OPG to the municipality.
This corporation that you've described, it seems to hold a lot of power, and they're not elected. Isn't that sort of a dangerous combination? I mean, having council to do it, at least you have a responsibility, a democratic responsibility to your constituents, where this group sounds like it doesn't. Have I misunderstood, or how does that work?
It's an arm's length entity, but it's 100% owned by the municipality, and they can't do anything without council approval. It's just an opportunity to have residents. We have a lot of really, really engaged, knowledgeable residents in Port Hope. They are prepared. You know, there's a lot of people in Port Hope that are prepared to share their knowledge and their skill sets in order to do something that will make this community better.
But isn't that what committee systems are for?
It is a form of a committee.
Okay. I'd like to move on.
Okay.
Affordable housing is at a crisis level. Yeah. What role do you see council playing in addressing this serious problem in your term as mayor?
I think the first start was made when we just recently changed the bylaws to allow additional residential units currently in Port Hope. So we can now have up to two additional residential units. Of course, there's certain criteria that has to be met based on land size and ability for water and that type of thing. Those criteria have to be met. But there is the opportunity now to have two additional residential units on a property. So that is the first start. We now have to look at the rest of our bylaws and see where we can free up land that under our existing official plan is delegated for build. And we need to look at the zoning and make sure that we've got an opportunity to build there, that it's zoned the way that it needs to be zoned so that we can get building done quickly and efficiently. We need attainable housing as well as affordable housing. And we need to work in conjunction with the county on this. The county is our support staff. They're an ally to us. And we need to work with them hand in hand to get some additional housing into Port Hope. And I think we have to be really noisy about that with the county. I think we're at the point where, you know, we can't sit back and wait for anything to come to us. We have to aggressively go after that.
How do you react to the county's plan for agricultural lands, the agricultural mapping that's going on?
I have a lot of concern about that because I think it's really, really important that we protect our agricultural lands. If it's prime agriculture, it's got to be protected. I think the county hasn't done a bad job. They've just finished their official plan, and they have identified areas that are available there for growth, some of which are in the agricultural community. I have not done a deep dive into their official plan at this point in time, although I intend to do so. But I believe that anything that they are identifying as areas for growth would not be prime agricultural land. And we just have to be incredibly cautious about taking up any of the land that could possibly be used for farming. We're an agricultural community, and we have to remember that when any decisions are made for the municipality of Port Hope, we have to remember that we are an agricultural community first, and that has to be the number one thing that we protect.
What more can council do to help local business?
I think there's partly due to COVID, partly due to other priorities, there hasn't been enough focus on bringing tourism into town. Of course, the last couple of years, nobody wanted tourism into town, and that's understandable, but that's not a common situation. So we need to work very hard on bringing tourists into town. And that's why one of the items that I talk about in my platform is community identity, because we have to know who we are and we have to know who we're encouraging to town. And that's why I was saying, a few minutes ago that we are an agricultural community, and we have to keep that in mind with all of our decisions, whether it be how we bring people to town, how we manage our official plan, how we manage our zoning bylaws. It all has to be with that community identity as part of our logic for why we make the decisions we make.
There has been a steady increase in property taxes during your terms. What can you say to people listening who might be concerned about their property taxes going up?
Okay, so first you said my terms, and I've only been one term. So
Pardon me.
So just making that clear. Yeah. And property taxes have actually not gone up any more than the cost of living during the terms that I have been on council. So bearing in mind that when your tax bill comes out, a percentage of it is municipal, a percentage is county, and a percentage is education. So I think we have to work very, very hard in the municipality of Port Hope into being a little bit more assertive from a county perspective. I don't feel that we in this municipality get back what we put in to the county. And I think we have to be pretty noisy about that during this next term of council. when you look at the total dollars that we put in, we're not getting those total dollars back. And we've got to be more assertive about getting that back. So I think that's a huge impact on our taxes, and we have to work very hard on that.
If I heard you correctly, you said that the increases were inflationary. Did I hear that correctly?
That's correct. Yes, we've kept them at around 2% each year for the 4 years I've been in.
All right. So recently, inflation has been at 7% and 8%. Mm-hmm. How are you going? Is this something we're going to expect? Is an 8% increase in taxes? Or what should we expect going forward with such inflation?
Well, actually, so budget comes up in December. It will be a brand new term of council that will be dealing with our budget for and having to deal with a 7%, 8% kind of inflationary number, which is why I think it's really important that somebody like myself is elected to be mayor, because I understand the budget process. I've done it for the last 4 years. To walk into a municipal role and walk into the mayor's role as somebody who has never, ever had any experience on municipal council in the least, I think is near to impossible. The first year that I did the budget and was just learning, I had a lot of help from our mayor because he was into his second term. And he gave me a lot of help and a lot of advice, our deputy mayor as well, because he was into his second term. By the end of my second year, I was quite capable of managing the running of the budget myself. But, you know, if we have a brand new finance chair, and we have a mayor with absolutely no experience, I fear we could have a lot of problems with our budget in 2023. So it's a big cause for concern for me, and it's one of the reasons that I'm running for mayor.
What do you do when you're not doing politics or running for mayor? How do you relax, or what do you do for fun, or do you have any hobbies or guilty pleasures?
I currently I own 3 businesses. So, you know, there's not a whole bunch of time for guilty pleasures, as you call it. I love to read. I do a lot of reading. I really enjoy movies. I love sports. I'm a little limited. I have a shoulder issue, so I'm a little limited in what I can do currently from a sports perspective. I was always a very big golfer, but that's taken a back seat for now until I get my shoulder issue sorted out. I love to walk. I love to be out on our trails. We have beautiful trails. We have a beautiful municipality. I love to just be out in it and seeing people and seeing our wonderful nature that we have around us. We've got a lake, we've got a river, we've got beautiful Northumberland Hills. We've got so much that, you know, you don't really have to go very far to have a wonderful day if you're not working that day.
Why will you be a good mayor?
Because I'm ready to go. I think I'm the candidate that can hit the ground running. I understand our finances. I understand our priorities. I understand where things have come from and where the expectation is that they are going to go. Because my background is a media company, we have always done everything collaboratively. When we have a client come in and they want a marketing strategy. We sit down together, we brainstorm with all of our team, with the client, with anybody else the client may want part of it. So I'm used to working in a very collaborative situation. And quite frankly, whether you're mayor or councillor, you are one of seven votes. And if you can't work effectively and collaboratively with the other six people on council, you are going to have a very non-productive 4 years. So I think my ability to collaborate, my and my ability to really want to listen and understand people is going to pay dividends for our council moving forward.
Lori Carr, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Robert. It's been terrific talking to you.
That was Lori Carr, who is running for mayor of Port Hope.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.